Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's March 27, 2017, and this is episode 566. This week we conclude our travelogue series to walk you through the second of my Snow Monkeys in Hokkaido Japan Winter Wildlife Tours for 2017. With a number of sea eagle photographs. We pick up the trail at dawn on day 10 when we were out on a boat to photograph the Stella's sea eagles and white-tailed eagles at sunrise and for a while after that. The sea ice drifts down from Russia and we hope that it drifts far enough to make its way around the tip of the Shiritoko Peninsula and down into the Nemuro Strait, close to the fishing town of Naosu. Last year, the ice didn't make it down, and this year there wasn't a lot of ice, and what there was quite far away. But we made the most of it while it was there for this second tour. In the first photo from dawn on day 10, we see a Stella's sea eagle flying close to the sun's disk as it rose over the Kunashiri Island. I sometimes go to aperture priority mode when shooting into the sun like this because it's easier to work that way when some of the images will be facing away from the sun, and that's how I started out on this shoot, but I'm really not comfortable working with an automatic exposure mode, so by the time I shot this I had already switched back to manual and was just exposing so that the disk of the sun and the sky around it started to blow out just a little, and then brought those areas back under control in Capture One Pro afterwards. Another thing that I do is to use the digital level in the viewfinder of the Canon EOS 5DSR camera so that I can try to keep the horizon straight. With fast-paced wildlife work, I don't always get it straight, but this shot did not require any rotation. It actually looks like it's tilted to the left slightly, but it's an optical illusion, probably caused by the slant of the island above the horizon. My settings for this image were f8 for a 640th of a second exposure at ISO 2500. A few minutes later, as the sun rose further, I shot this next image of a seagull whisking away a fish that another eagle had tried to take. These guys often seem so comical with their big yellow beaks, especially when they aren't happy about something. They're almost like cartoon characters to watch. I had adjusted my exposure slightly as the sun came up, now at f11 to get more depth of field, especially with the multiple birds in the frame, and with my shutter speed still set to a 640th of a second, I was now at ISO 2000. Again, I allowed the sky to blow out a little here to get some detail in the birds and reduced the sky in post. Once the sun had come up, we just sailed around, stopping in a number of places to photograph the eagles on the ice. I generally tried to get us lined up with something of interest, and for the next three shots, I was watching the eagles on the ice formation that we see in this photograph. Remember that if you can't figure out what I'm talking about when I'm referencing these images, then on an iPhone or an iPad, you can probably see the images in the podcasts app. And you also can use things like the Downcast app, and that actually works better because there's a bug in iOS at the moment. There has been for a few years, so the images are actually out of sync. Downcast works much better. Otherwise, you can see the images on the blog post at mbp.ac/566. Shortly before I shot this image, I had noticed a white-tailed eagle sitting on top of this triangle of ice, and lowered my camera to tell the participant of my tour that was standing next to me so that we could get a photo of it taking off. But then before I raised my camera again, it did take off, and the participant got the shot, and I didn't. That's fine, of course. I'm there to enable my participants, but I was still kicking myself for a moment. Luckily, eagles like to sit on top of these pillars of ice, and pretty soon a second eagle rested up there, so I trained my camera on it and waited. The eagles are also not shy when it comes to getting themselves into a prime position, so as I watched, the second eagle in this shot came crashing down onto this perch, and the eagle that was already there had to move down to the lower perch. They seem to have their pecking order all worked out. The one that is going to take the place knows that the other one will just move, and they generally seem to do so quite peacefully. My settings for this image were f10 for a 1/1600th of a second shutter speed at ISO 1600 with a focal length of 400mm. I still didn't have a shot of the eagle taking off from the ice, but I couldn't resist shooting this somewhat comical image of four white-tailed eagles sitting on this ice formation. We spend between 90 minutes and 2 hours with the eagles each time we go out on the boat, and if the weather permits, we get to go out for all 3 days, so we generally start to get time to just relax and enjoy moments like this. Of course, when there's no ice and we just throw fish straight into the water, the action is more full on. It's a much faster paced shoot, and I do enjoy that type of photography. But when the ice is here, it does make for something a little bit different from your regular sea eagle shots, especially as this is becoming a somewhat uncommon experience these days. My settings for this image were f10 for a 1/1600th of a second exposure at ISO 1600. My focal length for this image was 271mm. For all of these eagle shots, by the way, I was shooting with my Canon 100-400 Mark II lens. Not wanting to miss the eagle on the tallest pinnacle of ice taking off again, though, I went back to portrait orientation and zoomed in a little bit to 349mm and waited. My patience and shoulder ache was rewarded, as you can see in this next image. I was pleased to have not gone right into 400mm for this shot because I wanted to include the second eagle, being as he was so close, and I have cropped this image down from the top, making it a 4:5 ratio, as the white sky wasn't adding anything to the image. I generally like to crop in the preset ratios rather than just arbitrarily cropping, as it makes life easier later when printing. Canvas stretcher bars, for example, and frames are easier to match up if you use the regular print sizes. For this image, I had dropped my shutter speed down to a 1/1250th of a second at f11 at ISO 1600. This was the last shot that I want to share from our second day out with the eagles. The following morning, we went back out again, but the weather wasn't going to be so good, and we'd had two sunrise shoots on the first 2 days, so I decided to take the group out on the second boat for our third morning. As we sailed out in the light, it was an almost eerie scene with hundreds of eagles sitting around on the ice waiting for the fish, as you can see in the background of this photo. I actually shot some video with my iPhone of the wider, more eerie scene, but here I was trying to include some action with the three eagles in flight. You can see just how many eagles there are, though. And this is only, it's just what happened to be in the background of a shot at 214mm. To the naked eye, it's really quite a scene. I shot this at f10 for a 1/1600th of a second exposure at ISO 2000. The other thing that I like to do when we do have the ice is to just try to capture moments when there's a little bit of movement to freeze, like the snow kicked up by this eagle as he lands on the snow-covered ice. I have actually trimmed this down a little bit from the top left corner to remove an eagle that was sticking into the frame, but I still have an image larger than I could have gotten with the 1DX Mark II or the 7D Mark II. So I continued this year to have no regrets about my decision to sell my original 1DX or the 7D Mark II. I have to admit feeling a slight pang of envy, as some of the participants had brought 1DX Mark II cameras with them. I do like the 1 series bodies from Canon, and would be all over what would be something like a 1DS Mark IV if it had a 50 megapixel or higher sensor in it. But I'm making it work with the not so weatherproof 5 series bodies, and I absolutely love the detail in the images that I'm getting, and the ability to crop like this a little bit when necessary. The settings for this photo were the same as the previous image. The final eagle shot that I wanted to share with you from this season is of a white-tailed eagle in flight, as he decided to look over towards the boat for some reason. He's not looking directly at me, but it's close enough to feel the eye contact. The light had increased just slightly on this overcast morning, so I was now at f11 for a 1/16th of a second shutter speed, and my ISO was set to 1600. My focal length was 400mm. I was also exposing for the sky in this image, which was relatively bright compared to the dark bird. I then brightened up the bird by increasing the shadow slider in Capture One Pro, and that's the same slider in Lightroom, of course. After the eagle shoot, we started our drive around the base of the Shiretoko Peninsula to go around from Daosu to the Utoro side, and on the way we stopped for our usual ICM, or intentional camera movement shoot, with the birch trees. For many years I've shot the lighter coloured background version, and we started with that on this tour too, but then I went across the road to a patch of trees with a dark background for this kind of image. I prefer this patch now, probably just because I've gotten a little bit bored of the original photo, but I do like the eerie, almost haunted feel to this dark background. I find myself thinking in sets of images a lot as well these days, so I can also see a pair of prints with the light and dark version next to each other, almost like a yin and yang sort of thing. One other thing that I thought of as I was there shooting this ICM shot on the last tour was to make a straight photograph without the camera movement so that you could see exactly what it was that's making the streaks of colour and contrast in the ICM shot. So here that is. It's nothing to look at as a photo, of course, but hopefully this will help you to visualise what we're doing here. I basically set the camera up to a slowish shutter speed of a 25th of a second at around f16 or smaller if necessary to get the slow shutter speed. And I also, of course, set the ISO to 100 for the same reason. I then frame up my patch of trees and focus on them, then raise the camera upwards, steady my posture, and then lower the camera down quickly, releasing the shutter just as I know the bottom of the trees is a little way into the frame. If you time it right, the white snow starts to blur up into the base of the trees for this beautiful surreal effect. We went to the Oshinkoshin Falls as well, and then up into the Shiretoko National Park for a beautiful walk and to try to find some woodpeckers. We would usually have had better luck with the woodpeckers earlier in the day, and generally we go back into the park for a few hours on the last morning, but a nasty weather front was closing in and was threatening to disrupt our return flight, so I made the decision to change our return flight to a different airport so that I could get the group back to Tokyo on time on our last day. This meant that we had to forfeit our final shoot in the park and head over to the airport after breakfast on the final day. So that brings us to the end of the photographs, but as usual, I recorded a message from each participant as we left Utaro to head to the airport, and here's what they had to say.
Let's get started with Carl.
There you go. I'm Carl Figenshue from St. Paul, Minnesota. Had a great tour, saw plenty of birds, and a special bonus that I hadn't expected were some foxes that really provided some great photo opportunities.
Great stuff.
Hi, I'm Chanel from Australia. We had fantastic photographic opportunities, lots of photography, and some great people.
Great.
Thank you.
I'm Sharon from Raleigh, North Carolina. It was a great trip. I'm the birder tagging along with the photographer, and it couldn't have been better. The birds were good, and all of the wildlife was. And you know, the people were good too.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Dante.
Hi, I'm Dante from Cape Town, South Africa. And all I can say is amazing, spectacular. The opportunities that were given to us to photograph wild animals was just unbelievable. Thank you, Martin. You're a star. Oh,
thanks, Dante.
Hi, I'm Karen from South Africa. It's been an incredible tour. The variety of wildlife has been fantastic. I really loved the snow monkeys and the stellar eagles. They were so beautiful. And I've got such happy memories. And thank you, Martin.
Oh, thank you.
Helen from the UK. I've really enjoyed the tour. I've seen a lot of Japan culture as well as the wildlife, which has been absolutely superb. Yes, thank you, Martin.
Brilliant, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, Keith from Raleigh, North Carolina. I've been on many tours. This was by far the best organized logistically, and the photographic opportunities were really incredible. Great job.
Thanks, Keith. Let's go to Phil.
I'm Phil from Canada. This is my second trip to Japan, so my standards are pretty high. But Martin led us to many great places, and I got really good pictures, and the fox and the swan was a bonus for me. So that was a really great trip. Thank you.
Oh, great, thanks, Phil. There we go.
I'm Dave from Denver. I was in Japan about 5 years ago, and there were two shots that haunted me that I didn't get that I were able to get this trip. One was of the fish owl, and the other was the crane and the white-tailed eagle fighting.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Say something?
I'm Valerie from California. This has been such an incredible trip. All the wildlife was great.
Oh, thanks, Mike's dying over on the left side here.
Hi, I'm Maggie from England. It's been a fantastic trip, neither too long nor too short. And we've been to some wonderful places. Most of all, Martin, I think you're a great teacher. Very patient and empathic and understanding. Really, you have a phenomenal gift, I think, as a teacher.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks. Here we go, Gladys.
Hi, I'm Gladys from the Netherlands. Japan was on top of my bucket list, and I'm very happy I did this trip with Martin. Before I went, I thought the snow monkeys were going to be the highlight, but then I saw the cranes and the foxes and the owl. So overall, it was a phenomenal trip. I also want to thank Yukiko and the driver who made this unforgettable. And furthermore, I learned a lot technical stuff from Martin, so I really want to thank you for that. And thank you for making it an unforgettable trip overall. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Jane.
I'm Jane from Germany. Was a great trip. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, so let's just get a quick comment from Yukiko, and then you can give her a round of applause. Yeah,
hello, I'm Yukiko Higuchi. I'm a travelator. I really enjoyed this tour, and I greatly appreciate for all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, so let's give not only Yukiko, but Oikawa-san as well. Give them a round of applause for making this trip. Thank you. And just to wrap up, I would just like to say again, so how much I've enjoyed travelling with each of you. It's been an absolute pleasure. I hope to get a chance to do it again. So thank you very much. Wonderful.
It was great to hear from everyone again there. Thanks so much, folks, for your kind comments. So, because our 2018 tours have now filmed, we've started to take bookings for 2019. So if you're interested, please check out the details and book at mbp.ac/ww2019-2019. If you'd like to be added to the waitlist for 2018, please drop us a line. But be aware that the 2018 tours do now have a relatively long cancel list, so booking on the 2019 tours is probably better at this point. Thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. Subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. If you have a moment to rate the podcast or leave us a review in iTunes, that helps to keep us relevant in the huge number of podcasts out there now. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.